Continuing with our series on awesome women, we'll start off today with the first woman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, and that's Sayyidah Hawa. She represents with Prophet Adam alayhi salam the source of human population. In fact, her name Hawa means the source of life. The name Hawa itself is not mentioned in the Quran, but it is mentioned in Ahadith. So let's find out a little bit about her. See, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Prophet Adam, he was the richest man created. Absolutely everything, Jannah at his disposal, all knowledge, وَعَلَّمَ عَدَمَ أَسْمَاءُ كُلَّهَا, we taught Adam all the names. He had absolutely everything. Yet we are told that he felt incomplete. It didn't feel quite right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then creates Sayyidah Hawa. And it is at this point that Prophet Adam alayhi salam feels complete. Now they're both warned against shaitan, but having never experienced deceit in their lives, they find that when they're approached by him and he promises them the completeness that they were feeling to last forever, they succumb to it and they eat of the tree they were advised not to approach. Realizing their error, immediately they ask for forgiveness. Now let's see how the Quran puts this. So let's look at Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 35. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْنَا يَا عَدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةَ وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And we said, O Adam, do it, leave you and your wife in the garden, eat from it, the plenty that we provided, wherever you wish, but do not approach this tree, for then you will be of those who have been unjust. Let's look at Ayah 36. Allah says, فَأَزَلَّهُمَا الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَ فِيهِ وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌّ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ. But shaitan made them fall from it, and he caused them to depart from the state in which they were. And we said, go forth, some of you being the enemies of others, and there is for you in the earth an abode and a provision for time. Remember, they were created for the earth. Then in Ayah 37, فَتَلَكَّ عَادَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. And Adam received some words from his Rabb. So he turned to him, إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Surely Allah is oft returning and Allah is merciful. So what were these words? Let's elaborate and see what happened. What did shaitan do to them? The exposition we find is in Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, Ayah 21. See what happened. وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاسِهِينَ. Shaitan swore to them both and he said, you know what? I am a sincere advisor to you. Now that's what made them fall. Look what happened. فَدَلَّهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ. He caused them to fall by deceit. فَلَمَّا ذَاكَ الشَّجَرَةَ يَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْعَاتُهُمَا وَتَغِفَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ. He, when they tasted of that tree, their evil inclinations became manifest to them and they began to cover themselves with the leaves of their garden. وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا. And their Rabb called out to them. And remember here, it is both of them. Huma signifies both in Arabic. أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَا الشَّجَرَةِ وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Did I not forbid both of you from that tree? Did I not say to both of you that the shaitan is your open enemy? You know the words that were talked about in Surah Al-Baqarah, see what happens. Ayah 23, قَالَ, they said, رَبَّنَا ذَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Our Rabb, we have been unjust to ourselves. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And if you don't forgive us, and you don't have mercy on us, we shall certainly be of the losers. So these are the words, when they asked for forgiveness, they were forgiven. Now let's see what happens. Well, they're forgiven, but they're sent down to earth for which they were created. They're both beamed down on Jabal al-Rahma, the mountain of mercy in Arafat. Then they're both traveled to Muzdalifah. The word Muzdalifah actually means a place where you spend a night. And they proceeded to the valley of Bakka, which we call Makkah, obviously. Now here, Jibreel indicates the position of the Kaaba. And Prophet Adam alayhi salam builds the Kaaba. Remember when the Quran says that Ibrahim raised the walls, the foundation was there by Prophet Adam. And Prophet Adam wished for a permanent structure. So a prototype made of rubies sent down from the heavens. The boundary of the Haram is indicated by the light that is reflected of this cube. and a stone from Jannah, on which they used to do sajda, is sent down. We're told it used to be white, and it becomes black today, known as the Hajar al-Aswad. Adam al-Islam is told to do tawaf. On completion, he looks for Hawa. He looks for Sayyidah Hawa. So he climbs the nearest mountain, which is Safa, and he sees her on Marwa, and he walks towards it. But as he walks towards it, Jibreel says, "You need to cut your nails and your hair." And this is the first taqsir that was done. They lead a happy life on earth. Their firstborn sons were Habil and Kabil. And let's see where these are mentioned. We find in Surah Al-Ma'idah, this is Surah number 5, and we find in Ayah 27. See what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about them. He says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَوَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَعَ ابْنِ آدَمَ بِالْحَكِ. And relate to them the story of the two sons of Adam. إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبِّلْ مِنَ الْأَخْرِ. When they both offered an offering, a sacrifice, it was accepted from one of them and was not accepted from the other. قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ كَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّكِينَ. He said, "I will kill you," one said to the other. And the other says, "You know what? Allah only accepts from the God conscious." Now we know the story that happened there. We find that Qabil kills Habil. They have lots more children, and their children fill the earth. Well, it is their son, Prophet Sheeth al-Islam, who carries forward the prophethood that continued from him. Sayyidah Hawa, we're told, had her final resting place in Jeddah. Jeddah actually means a grandmother, and it's named after her. This is the town in Saudi Arabia. Inshallah, tomorrow we will continue with awesome women.